Hello, everyone. I'm the fairy godmother to a sad, sad sack. Here's a typical day in Paul's life.
Morning, baby. Okay, who's got a shit? Let's go. I can feel it, girl. Today will be the day things turn around. Oh, look at that deuce.
My name is Paul Peterson, and this morning coffee will be the only point in my day that I'm not eating shit. Briefcase, jacket, shoelaces, keys.
Here you go, girl.
Kiss the dog, lock the door.
Hey, Mr. Peterson.
Hey, Miss Trombetta. I'm kind of in a hurry this morning.
We need to get to the pharmacy. You're so good at helping us get the car started.
It sounds like you folks might just need a new engine.
Bitch, what's the matter with you, Ian? Ooh, I don't have my bike anymore.
Mark, can't you just leave the guy alone? He's like half your size.
Well, if it's an old limp dick on his way to work with his sissy tie.
Limp dick?
Paul, who's got your nuts?
What?
Later, pipsqueak.
Shouldn't let Mark pick on you, man.
You get shit on by everyone. Even my high school bully shits on you. My mom shit on you. Remember last week?
Paul Peterson, late a fucking again!
I'm sorry, sir.
Your reports?
Well, I've been helping my neighbors with their car.
God damn it, Paul. Tomorrow, AM, today's reports. Understand?
So sorry he yelled at you.
Don't worry, it's like...
Maybe you could do my reports for today, too?
Steven, I got a mess to clean up. I'm behind on my reports.
Tonight's gonna be really special for me and Haley.
Haley, the new intern that just started last week?
Hi. So let me guess, you're gonna do Steven's work and yield like a spineless nothing, like you always do. This is just the kind of weak shit that made me want to break up with you in the first place.
We're already broken up. Problem solved, Jeanette.
Paul.
Here it comes.
I need your car for another week, okay?
Ooh, you are my best and only friend, Rachel McAdams. Okay, timed coffee maker, set it for 6:30 and good. All right, Rachel McAdams, it's sack time.
On this one special night, I bestowed a magical gift onto Paul's loving companion, Rachel McAdams. She so eagerly wanted Paul to be happy and successful in life, but hadn't the means to help him, and so...
Shower. Clothes. Pop-Tarts. Take Rachel McAdams for a dump.
What's the matter, girl? Stage fright? No poop in there? You poop in the house?
Consume coffee.
Down the hatch.
Coffee tastes like dog shit. Briefcase, jacket, tie them shoes, keys.
Hey, Paul!
Not today, Miss Trombetta. Call AAA or something.
What in the hell?
Mark tied me up to the fence and took my new bike. Just another day at the office.
What the fuck, you little squealing bitch?
Mark, you can cool it with the bullying and the misogyny.
You know what you can do with your fucking political correctness?
Please don't hit Paul again, Mark.
Shut up, Ian.
Hey, Mark.
Who's got your nuts? Who's got your nuts?
Damn, Paul. There's sure something different about you today.
This old man is squeezing my nuts.
What the fuck, man? I asked Mr. Albright if he got my reports this morning, and he said he didn't.
No, he probably didn't.
But you told me that you...
How was your date last night with Haley?
Don't look at me.
What's gotten into you, Paul? I thought we were homies.
We're homies who do our own work from now on.
Lambert, Peterson, my office! Can't you be more like Paul here?
As Mr. Albright's spit flew out of his mouth and onto Steven's face, a question was forming. What exactly was going on with me?
I don't know either, Paul. Have you started going to therapy like I suggested?
Yeah, Jeanette. In the last 24 hours, I had a breakthrough because I went to therapy for 3 months.
I mean, you do sound more like someone with a backbone. That's good.
You like that?
I do, actually.
How about when you drop my car off next week, we grab a drink?
I'd like that.
Well, if it isn't Mr. Too Good to help out his neighbors in the morning.
I gotta go. Hey, Miss Trombetta. Still standing on your porch, staring at me in the dark?
I hope you're proud of yourself with that shit-eating grin. Shit-eating, shit-eating, shit-eating grin.
Oh, my God.
Something different about you today.
You poop in the house?
What's gotten into you, Paul?
Why does my coffee taste like my dog's poop?
Then my confidence washes away in a fever dream, with the only exception of the knowledge of what my dog's doo-doo can do for my voodoo.
Come on, let's go, Rachel McAdams. Shit for daddy. Yeah, right into that. Cup atta girl.
Well, I can't wait to see where Paul goes with his new gift. Until next time, my lovelies.